This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
All right, Tanya Andrews joins us from Crossing Healthcare on a bumpy but good Wednesday morning. How are you doing today?
I am doing well, and I have just enjoyed listening to the two of you all morning.
Okay, well,
you've got me smiling.
Okay, listen, I'm happy to hear that because I'm not quite sure what to think about it. All right, listen, things are getting a little better in the community. I don't want to say that, which means there's not still danger out there, because there is, but hospitalizations, I believe yesterday were down to 9, you know, which was in double digits, you know, not only a week, 10 days ago. Cases are seem to be leveling off, positive cases. And I know there's been a lot of testing because of allergies and some of the things we talked about last week. What's the state of the state right now as far as Macon County is concerned?
So the positivity rate is coming down, and you are correct. All of the indicators are headed in the absolute right direction. And this is good news. And I think that it's certainly, I think we've all learned to just be cautiously optimistic. And, you know, my nature is optimistic anyway. And so I'm seeing the trends headed in the right direction. We got word from the state of Illinois to be prepared to vaccinate children ages 5 to 11 immediately after the approval, which is expected to come November 3rd. And so we're, you know, that gets us a whole nother population to be able to vaccinate, which again raises the percentages in the community and moves us more towards, you know, that herd immunity goal, which I think that we all, you know, want to see.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And what? Where are we right now as far as boosters are concerned and eligibility and all of that? I know everybody's trying to do the math backwards in their heads, like when they got their vaccine and how many months ago, and are we at 6 months yet, and what age groups, and what who's eligible?
It's really confusing, and right now the eligibility still does not include broadly Moderna and Johnson & Johnson as of yet. However, we do expect that guidance to come out late today, and then the state of Illinois will weigh in. And so I expect as early as the end of this week, but certainly the beginning of next, we will be able to offer boosters to Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer age 18 and up for most people. And so that's a stay tuned. I could go over the current guidelines right now, which is just for Pfizer. However, I do expect that that will change by the end of the business day today.
All right. Well, okay, great news. Keep us posted on that. And then what about mixing and matching?
Yeah, so I'm excited about this. And so they've been doing a lot of studies on, you know, whether or not you can mix and match vaccines. And for lots of different reasons, I think this is important. For example, my own mid-20-year-old daughter received a Johnson & Johnson before the information came out that gave caution to women age 30 and older for this vaccine. And so I don't want her now to get the booster of Johnson & Johnson, but I do want her to have that protection. And so this gives us the option to choose either Pfizer or Moderna. And so this is a really positive thing. It also is good if the type of vaccine that you have perhaps might not be immediately available in your area and you still want to get a booster. They've shown that the mix and match is equally effective and in many cases positive. For example, there's some solid evidence that if you received your first dose as Johnson & Johnson, a Moderna booster is very, very positive second choice for you. And so, again, all good news, all confusing, and all requiring a lot more tracking. And so on the vaccine provider side, this is complicated, certainly doable, but we're getting final guidance on this, again, expected this week, and you will be seeing information being pushed out from folks like Crossing and the health department and other folks who are doing vaccines next week to really clarify boosters once we get the final word.
All right. Well, listen, if we need to have you on more than once next week, let us know when all this information comes out.
Absolutely.
All right, Tanya, have a great day. We appreciate you as always. Tanya Andrews, one of the best people you'll meet in the whole wide world.
You've been listening to the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit neuhoffmedia.com.